I'm your host, Steve Project, the sports professor. We are in our Good Motors studios this morning in downtown Granville, Michigan, a suburb of Grand Rapids. Joining me on the Chick-fil-A Grand Rapids South guest line, a frequent guest of the show, Dr. Eddie O'Connor, sports psychologist. Welcome back in to a COVID edition of the Sports Project Radio Show.
Yeah, thanks. It's always good to be here.
So you've been very active on social media. You've partnered up. Why don't you tell our audience where they can find you and your new partner, who's very attractive. So for the guys might want to check that out on Facebook and on Twitter. So why don't you give us the scoop?
Yeah, so I met Erin Coscarelli a number of years ago, and she was formerly an NFL Network analyst. We had talked about doing some work together. She's with the Tennis Channel now. She does fantasy on DirecTV. But she's really been passionate about the mental game and really wanted to find a way to do something to help not only athletes, but people who struggle with the similar mental performance issues. And so we've been doing, I think, about four or five now on Instagram Live. We just go, we pick a topic, and we chat about it for 15 minutes, and then we post it on both of our Instagram TV feeds. And it's just been great because she's so professional. She really knows what she's doing to get the conversation going, but she's also so genuine in bringing in her own struggles or ideas. So I think whether you're a high-level athlete or executive, or you're a high school kid, and or you're a human being, you know, you really get something out of the conversations we have. The feedback's been tremendous, and she's just been wonderful to host with.
So they can go to Dr. Eddie O'Connor, right, on Facebook and follow this, and then begin to track the Instagram TV feed every week and just follow you guys and tune in?
Yeah, so she's at Erin Coscarelli, and I'm at Sports Dr. Eddie on Instagram. So it's easiest if you go straight there. Either one of us will have it. Okay. We usually post on it. We've been doing it typically 11 Eastern on Fridays, although she's taping. So we did it earlier this week. But then I do my best to, once I get it downloaded, try to promote it on Facebook and all my other feeds so that it eventually lead to Instagram. But Instagram is where we're hosting it.
Yeah, it's quite cool. I think a lot of people are struggling through this pandemic and are struggling. I think a lot of people are getting their priorities in order. So that's the good news. I think a lot of people are struggling because of the anxiety and the instability or unknown part of this thing. So that, and worrying about parents and worrying about their kids, you know, there's a web of a family that you're worried about this virus infecting. And one of the things I picked up on one of your articles this week that hit me between the eyes has nothing to do really with the pandemic or COVID, but had to do with who you hang out with might determine what you're going to be doing. Can you sort of expound on that a little bit?
Yeah, it's, you know, we don't live in a bubble, and we're constantly taking in information. And I don't want to call it pressure, but we all know that in teenage years, you know, we talk about the peer pressure. And it's not always like somebody coming in and say, hey, kid, you need to smoke. But it's like who you surround yourself with. Because then this is the information that you're coming in with. You know, we're always learning. In fact, there's research out there that says if you look at the top five people that you spend the most time with, your salary, your income will be the average of those top five. And the reason for that is because if you're hanging around with people who have $10,000 ideas, you know, that's how you're going to look at business and work and your life. And that's how you're going to interact with money in that way. If you're hanging around people with $1 million ideas, and you're going to relate to money then differently. And so that's the same with all aspects of your life. And you'll notice this, you know, like that's why we group together. If I am in a gym and everybody's working out and drinking protein and following paleo diets, I'm going to learn about that. I'm going to see the benefits of it. People will talk about it. And I'll be more apt to stick with that as opposed to trying to work out on my own in the garage. So I think it does very much, and this is maybe where I talked about it, apply to COVID, because if we're opening up everything and everybody's not wearing their mask and not everybody's washing their hands, despite all the obvious data that says people are still getting sick, over 60,500 new cases on Thursday, which is the record since COVID started. But yet we're still opening stuff up. And so if we hang around with the people who are like, oh, well, I'll just let this go, I'll let that go, you know, we get into maybe letting it go too. So we're very much influenced by the ideas and actions of the people around us.
I'm a big PJ Fleck guy, and he's now the head coach at the University of Minnesota. I was in deep with him at Western Michigan University because I'm an alum of the school, and reap the rewards of a total turnaround of a program and a culture and an excitement level that took us all the way to the Cotton Bowl at the AT&T Stadium down in Dallas, for God's sakes. And one of his catchphrases was, it's all about who you hang out with. And if you hang out with turds, you're going to end up in Turdsville. And if you hang out with winners, you're going to end up in Winnersville. So it's sort of corny, but it was so true. And he preached that to his 120 players because they all come from different backgrounds and different neighborhoods and different, you know, all kinds of different backgrounds. But he said that all of that is off the table. We're now your family is us and the team. And now we got to reshape. And he got into that whole thing of who you hang out with and who you're thinking with is going to mold what you become these next 4 or 5 years on a university level. And it's powerful.
It is, and that's why you talk about how important a team culture can be, and what is do you form that on purpose? Because as you bring people in, if you've got a formula for success, a certain way that we do things, you know, there is that positive peer pressure to, you know, get to the workouts on time, or, you know, to maintain a certain diet, not go out, you know, partying at night. And again, within your friendship groups, you know, again, if they're going to be health conscious, if they value honesty, or if they, again, like drinking or whatever else, you're going to be introduced to it. And you really can't emphasize enough the power that your group has. And it can be hard because sometimes, you know, you don't want to let some people go because they're doing things that you don't like, and you're never going to find the perfect person. But there has to be a balance where you navigate it too, where you kind of see, what is the influence this person is having in my life? You know, do I really like the ideas and the thoughts and the behaviors that they're introducing me to? And it's sometimes hard to recognize, but you really have to kind of look at that and not blame them. Like, you're still responsible for you. You know, this doesn't get us off the hook for our lives and say, oh, it's not my fault, it's my friends. Well, we choose our friends. We choose who we bring in, and you have to do it intentionally.
And that goes down to the grade school level. So as a parent, if you have the opportunity to influence who that group might be and what school that might be, that's a choice you make. On the high school level, it's the same decision-making process. And then you throw sports in there, athletics, and sometimes that weeds out getting away from the bad influences. And I think what kids have to realize, I had to do it, I'm sure you did too, is that some people are your friends, very few are your best friends, and the rest are still acquaintances, and that's okay. But there's a pecking order there. Your best friends is a handful. Your friends is a bigger, wider net. And then the acquaintances are just that. And if you're on a sports team, there's built-in disciplines and built-in goal setting, and you're insulated a little bit better to make good decisions in a group like that.
Yeah, you know, you can't ask it in a selfish way. Like, what is this person bringing into my life? You know, I think when I've seen with teens, a lot of times, I mean, there's a lot of teen drama, and that people like to really band together and take care of each other. And who doesn't have problems, right? So sometimes people are like, well, they're my friend, I don't want to leave them. Or I'm there, I'm going to help them no matter what. Or they're struggling with this or with that. And I wouldn't say that you have to abandon your friends, but at the same time, is it a one-directional thing? You know, are you always trying to help them? You know, that can be something that can be dangerous. You know, the idea of, like, well, where are these people going? You know, can I pick up their work habits? You know, it's really okay. Not that you're doing it for a selfish way to say, what can I get and make it one-directional? But again, what's the culture that I want in my life? What are the ideas I want to be exposed to? It gets harder as parents, I think, the older you get, to control it, as, you know, 18-year-olds are pretty much living their own lives. But at least making mention that who you surround yourself with is important can be something that is a lesson that you can teach every day as a parent and a coach, day after day, year after year, so that they can start to experience it and just be aware of the choice.
So if parents or their kid would like to talk to Dr. Eddie O'Connor, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah, so DrEddieO'Connor.com, and I'm doing everything telehealth, so that's great, keeping everybody safe, and that's the best place to reach me. I've got a lot of information there about all my social media, so join my newsletter. I have some things coming up later in this summer that I'm excited about, and you get a free video, what do you do if positive thinking doesn't work? So if you join my newsletter on my website, DrEddieO'Connor.com, you'll get that video right away.
All right, Dr. Eddie, thank you so much for joining us again on the Sports Project Radio Show.
Yeah, always appreciate it. Thanks very much.
All right.